Hello, and welcome back to the Embracing a Simpler Life podcast. I am your host, Katie Bennett, and I'm so happy to have you here with me today. As you might know, if you've been around for very long, there is something really big happening around here in just 3 weeks, and that is that I am going to be publishing a book for the very first time. I've written a 90-day devotional for mothers. It's not your normal devotional. More about that later. And it's geared to helping mothers see life from an eternal perspective. And it's really about perspective change. And this process started several years ago, and there were just a lot of really amazing God moments throughout the process. And I realized it's a story that I want to tell because I believe that it gives glory to God and it paints a picture for what He is able to do as we simply just follow Him and take the next step forward. So if you'll allow me to do that, I'm going to rewind about 4 years ago when I was wrestling through perspective and coming out on the other side with a much deeper understanding of reality and what it is that we should be living for. Around that time, I wanted to share that, and I had always loved writing, so I decided to start a blog. And I was also on a simple living kind of kick as I was learning freedom in decluttering and stuff of that nature. So all that rolled together and I started blogging at Embracing a Simpler Life. It was one of those things I just wrote a bunch of name ideas down on a paper and I ended up circling that one. I knew that it was the one, but I didn't know really how much living a simpler life was going to come to mean to me as I walked along that journey. I feel like God led me to the name as a sign of what He was planning to do in my life. So I started blogging, and several months later, I went to my very first blogging conference. It's called the Declare Conference in Dallas. And I was learning and gleaning and meeting people. It was really exciting, but people at the conference weren't just talking about blogging. They were talking about writing books. And for the very first time, I began to consider if that was something I could ever do. In fact, by the time I left the conference, I felt that God was placing a book on my heart that had to do with eternal perspective and the journey that I had walked through and how it had completely changed how I saw and interacted with my daily life. However, I went home and I opened up my computer and I said, all right, let's see what we got. And I tried to write an opening page and I could not do it. I could not do it. The words were absolutely not there. And it was a failure. And it was clear to me that God was not helping me. He was not in it. And I shelved it. I still had it on my heart. But as the next years went by, really, my story wasn't over. I had a lot more that I was going to yet learn and a lot more that I was going to walk through personally and internally and in my spiritual journey. So 2 years later, suddenly that idea was given back to me with so much clarity that it was going to be a devotion. That felt doable because I'm used to writing blog posts. So a devotion length, bite-size snippets is a really easy way for me that I'm very practiced in writing. And what's more, I realized that you can't just devour a book in one day and expect to see the world in front of you differently. It's a process that requires time, and a devotional format would allow the reader to have time to soak it in. So it was just all coming together. I knew it was going to be 90 days. I knew it was going to be called Heavenly Minded Mom. I knew that it was going to fall into three sections, and each section would be made up of 30 days and they would follow in a sequence. And I'm going to explain all that later. But the point is, I just had it. And also, very strangely, I had a day to myself with no kids. My husband was out of town. My parents were watching them for me. So I went to my brother's lake house. And one day I buckled down and I checked out from the library how to write a book proposal for dummies. And I wrote a draft of a proposal in one day. That's a very short amount of time to put into a book proposal. So I was pretty excited about it, pretty pumped, but I knew from my How to Get Published for Dummies book proposal book that I needed to then go forward and try to court agents and try to send this out and all kinds of stuff. It had a lot more work that needed to go into it. And I really did not have the capacity at that time. I had an infant, a two-year-old, and a four-year-old at that time. And I really felt a lot of peace that when the time was right, that a publisher was going to come to me. And I knew that would be years into the future, but I had this on the shelf. I had put out what God had put on my heart onto my computer screen. So 3 months later, I got an email from a publisher saying, "Hey, we found your blog. We want you to publish with us. By the way, we're looking for books that are either on the topic of motherhood regarding spiritual growth or devotionals. Would you be interested in writing something like that?" Well, I didn't know what to think, but I said, "Well, hey, I have this like half-written book proposal. Why don't you take a look at it? Because it seems like it kind of matches some of what you're looking for, and let me know." I was intending them to let me know if they wanted me to polish it up and finish it. But instead, what happened was within the next 3 days, it was being presented to a publishing board at a mid-sized publishing house, Abingdon Press. And they ended up offering me a contract just like that. So I prayed about it and I felt like that was God at work. So I didn't try to pursue any other publishers or get any other counter offers. I just stepped through that door. Now, I may have fancied myself to be able to self-publish this book at different points in the process, but I soon saw that I would have never had the discipline to stick with it if it weren't for the accountability of an editor and a contract and a deadline and a publisher. God knew that I needed that. I just needed it because it was too hard for me to really stick with it on my own. Now, when I saw myself writing a book, I pictured it with steaming hot cups of coffee out on the porch while the sun's rising, just clickety-clacking away on my keyboard. I pictured retreats at a cabin in the woods, just the complete idealistic picture of writing a book. But that was not the experience that I had. In fact, we, at the same time that the book contract was happening, my husband and I found out on short notice that we were going to have an opportunity to move back to my hometown. It was going to require a tremendous amount of work selling one house. It was going to require a complete remodel of another house. It was going to mean living with my parents for what ended up being over 5 months. And overall, just being pretty stressed and out of our groove and out of our comfort zone. So instead of my beautiful coffee sunrise visions, I was sitting up late at 8:30 and 9 p.m. trying to sit in bed and work because I was trying to have a little bit of quiet space to myself in a house with a lot of people in it, feeling tired and very physically run down from the chaos of moving and selling our house, plus the pressure of producing this creative work that I felt empty. I didn't feel like I had it in me, but I think God needed to empty me and bring me into that place of weakness so that He could pour into me, so that I would know it wasn't from me, but that it was only by His grace and only in His strength that I was able to do anything. And that's not to say that I got it all right, but I cried out to God and asked Him for His help and guidance. And I dove into Scripture in desperation like never before, asking for His help because I wanted to rightly represent Him and I wanted to lead other mothers into a new way of seeing their lives because I know that it changes everything. So during that year, not only did we have all the moving and being displaced, we were also in our first year ever of homeschooling. We also had a trip to Guatemala built in there on a mission trip. And as a result of all the stress, I ended up getting shingles and was very sick and actually had to move my writing deadline back and get an extension because that shingles was in my head. And that is not a very fun place to have it when you're trying to think about anything very hard. If you don't know, shingles is a virus that attacks your nerve endings on a neurological path. And you can have it in different places in your body. But I had it in my eye and face, which is just lovely. And it's painful, headaches, nerve pain, and it's a pretty long healing time. So really 2 weeks, it took me out completely of the game. And then after that, was still kind of a slow process to get back to full health. And not too surprisingly, it is brought on by stress. So you can kind of tell how I might have been feeling at that point, moving into a new house with boxes everywhere, three little kids, a book deadline, etc. It was tough, but like I said, I think God really used my weakness to show his strength and to force me to rely on him, really like I don't think I ever have before. Okay, so now just a few little God stories that happen in the midst of this that I just think are kind of cool that I want to share with you. First of all, I had no say in the cover design. I don't know if you've seen the cover. It's really cute. It's pink. But simultaneously to when the cover was being designed without me even knowing, I was working with a graphic designer to rebrand my site. And he and I were coming up with a color scheme and everything. And we had just finalized it. So it was finalized. It was in my email inbox on the day when my editor shot over a copy of the book cover, and the color schemes matched exactly. It was crazy. It was just such a God thing in my mind and just such a confirmation and a blessing, because authors don't get a whole lot of choice in their book cover, but when you pour your heart into something, it really matters what it looks like. So to have it match my branding that the publisher had never seen, because it wasn't even on my website at that time, was just a really sweet blessing. Another cool thing was that a friend, a really kind of an acquaintance online, was also going to be publishing a book a little bit before me, and she was gathering together a group of authors to kind of help her with her book launch. And somehow she thought of looping me in on that. So during that whole process, I got to know some amazing Christian authors that I already knew quite well, just because their reputation preceded them and I was familiar with their books and had read some of them. And now I was in a community with them online where I was able to just really be a fly on the wall and have this window into the author world, because I was pretty isolated. I had no agent. I didn't know any authors, and I'm out here in rural Missouri where it's not like there's a publishing house down the street that I can connect with in any way. So it was amazing for me to see just such an unlikely way that God brought about so much support and really developed friendships with people who are now getting behind the cause of Heavenly Minded Mom as influencers. One last cool thing. So you might be familiar with the concept of a launch team. It's something that authors gather up people who are behind them and want to help them launch their book into the world. They give them an advance copy in some way, shape, or form. And then those people kind of become a team that you can mobilize to go out and leave reviews at online retailers and also share with their friends on social media if they feel so led or comfortable doing so. So I had this goal of having 50 people on my launch team, because I knew that Amazon reacted whenever you got to 50 reviews. It was important to get to 50 reviews as fast as possible. I had learned that from my author connections. So I prayed for 50, but after reaching out a few different ways, I had 36. So this was a couple weeks ago on a Sunday night. I checked it on my phone, 36, wasn't really sure where those last 14 were going to come from. And I just prayed and really kind of wrestled with it. And I really did ask for 50. Got home, opened my computer. Suddenly I had 55 in the Google form. What? I couldn't figure out what had happened. So I got on Facebook and was just looking around. It turned out that a good friend had shared my form, my launch team application, on her personal page and in a group that she managed. And that had brought in 55 people. I checked again 30 minutes later, it was 66. The group topped out at 105. And it just felt so specific to me that as I prayed, God was using somebody else in the body of Christ to be a blessing to me and to remind me that God's not done with this book that I feel he led me to write and gave me the heart for. And that's good because it hasn't even published yet. So I'm glad he's not done with it yet. But I'm really giving it to him. I don't want to seek glory for myself in any way. I just want to champion what he is doing. So on that note, I want to invite you to join me on the journey to a new way of seeing. Heavenly Minded Mom, like I said, is a 90-day devotion. And the tagline says, it's a 90-day journey to embrace what matters most. It really is a journey. Like I mentioned, it's divided into three sections. The first 30 days is all about tilling up the soil. And it's tough. It's hard because it's an assault on the idols of our heart that we probably don't even realize that we are putting before God. The goal of the section is to illustrate the meaninglessness of the things that we too often pursue. The second section is kind of a watering of the seed that God has placed there. The Bible says God has planted eternity in the human heart. And I want to help you see what the Bible says about reality and truth and to consider the implications of eternity in our daily living. The third section is the fun one. It is the fruit bearing. It is the re-infusing of joy and purpose into every meaningless thing in this life, but it's going to be for different reasons. So all three of these sections together, and I think really taking the time to work through each devotion and the thought questions and to walk this journey over time, I feel like it can be pretty life transforming. And I think that because this mirrors the journey that I saw happen in my own life that absolutely changed everything for me. So although the book publishes on April 3rd, it is actually in stock right now at one online seller, cokesbury.com, and I can link to that in the show notes. They share a warehouse with my publisher, so they are shipping today. So if you want to have this thing in a couple days, that would be the place to get it. You can get it anywhere books are sold online, and starting here in a few weeks, it's going to be available at some bookstores. Some Barnes & Nobles are going to have it, and probably some other ones. I don't know the complete list, but I recommend pre-ordering it. And this is why. When you pre-order, you are eligible for some fantastic pre-order bonuses because this is a book launch, so we have to do it in style. And those include two free downloads. One is an art print from Chickadee Art and Co. They partnered with me to create a beautiful art print of one of the quotes from the book, which is beautiful and really fun. And you can download that and print it yourself. And then secondly, I have developed the Heavenly Minded Mom Companion Journal. Now, this is a printable journal, so it's a digital download, but I have gone through and written new, like, introductory elements to each of the sections. I've pulled the thought questions from each devotional and put them into the journal with journaling space and added a little bit of additional material, like quotes from other authors or other verses that I wanted to highlight that I didn't have room to in Heavenly Minded Mom. And I think that this journal could be a really good asset to someone who is looking to dig in deep and get everything that they can out of the Heavenly Minded Mom journey. So that is going to be a freebie if you pre-order. Now, it's very important that when you pre-order, you go and fill out a form that lets me know, and that will also allow you to receive your pre-order bonuses, because otherwise I don't have a specific way of knowing who you are and how to reach you. You can find all of that at heavenlymindedmom.com. We've made it really easy. You can also read a free 30-page sample. If you're thinking, I might be interested, but I'm not sure, go and read the sample. You can find links to all different sellers there. Cokesbury is not linked there, I will say that. So if you want to get it now, then you need to just Google cokesbury.com. And you will find prominent links to claim your pre-order bonuses, which is very important. And one I forgot to mention is an exclusive 30% off coupon to the Starfish Project. Starfish Project makes gorgeous jewelry, some of my favorite online jewelry anywhere, and it is actually made by women who are escaping human trafficking in Asia. So it is this redemptive fair trade company. They want to partner with us, and I think it is fantastic. And I think a wonderful Mother's Day present would be Heavenly Minded Mom along with a necklace from the Starfish Project. So you might want to give that tip to someone in your life and pass along the 30% off coupon, or maybe you want to bless another mom that you want to encourage with that gift. So I am going to wrap this up for tonight. I want to give a shout out to my amazing launch team. Woo woo! You all are amazing. And we will be back in 2 weeks with more thoughts on what it means to live simply in light of eternity. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you next time.